Hi everyone, this is Brad Bristow and I'm the lead campus pastor here at Cornerstone Church in Airdrie, and I want to thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We believe that the God who spoke so clearly in the pages of Scripture continues to speak to His kids today. So as you listen, I pray that you would be inspired, encouraged, challenged, and your faith would be built. Enjoy the message. As family we go.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I have a great privilege to stand here to share with you what the Lord has done in the world, among nations, and in His people. So as you know, we have gone to Rwanda. I want to thank you for praying for us. Really, the anointing you poured on us has been with us all the trip we have done. Then I thank you very much for doing that. Today, I just wanted to present what you have done. But before that, I want to share with you a scripture, which is in Matthew chapter 10, verse 7. It says, as you go, preach this message: the kingdom of God is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely. What I'm gonna show you is like an illustration of what I have spoken or of what we hear in this scripture. So the summary of the trip we've made is just done by David and Adela. The leaders for Arise and Shine Ministry, and you have the supporters who are Ihema Prayer Group. We have family members, we have friends, and then Airdrie Cornerstone Church. We thank God for that. We have objectives and many activities we've done. It's just one is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, couple conference, spiritual does a conference. We visited and preached in prayer groups in homes, supported the poor people, sick people, orphans, and widows, supplied the clothes, health insurance, medicine, bedding, food, drinks, and material for school. Preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ happened at the Assemblies of God Church of Kanombe in the city. 5 days of meetings for 4 hours a day. The topic was true salvation of Jesus Christ. Around 700 people attended. What was the outcome? Around 50 people gave their lives to Christ for the first time. And 20 people were being prayed for physical healing. And the pastor was very open to more collaboration meeting. So And we plan, next is that we plan to organize another evangelization next year in 2019. That's the picture of people. They raised their hands, they have touched by the presence of the Lord, and the Holy Spirit was moving around. And then we come to next, as we we just evangelize, but we prayed. This picture shows you how we are praying for those who give their hearts to Christ, and we prayed also for the sick people. And then we come to next one, couple conference. This couple conference was organized in collaboration with Preserve Marriage Ministry. It happened at the Assemblies of God Church of Kanombe, and the topic was the Christian marriage, all day, from morning to evening. And on 2018, around 60 couples attended that seminar, that conference. And then I show you the picture too. Okay, this is praying for people. That's the couple conference. That's a couple conference. You see the two times. You can see I was just speaking, and then people were just exchanging and discussing. And that was like the outcome. The outcome was we discussed on communication. We discussed on divorce. We discussed also on the sexual relations. People were so interested. And then the outcome was the fact that of preaching and on teachings, 12 couples were not legally married. Two of them have been convicted to go for legal marriage. Others renew their relationship, the marital relationships. And then we go to couple conference. This is the outcome of the conference. Then we come to the third activity, which was a conference for spiritual leaders. The conference for spiritual leaders happened to Assemblies of God Church at Kanombe, but in a Bible school. So the topic was the calling of God. And about 100 people attended the meeting. And we did also commissioning one couple for leading a Christian ministry. The outcome, participants renewed their calling and requested more spiritual training. So we were requested to come back next year. This is the picture. You can see how the readers were so attentive to hear about God. And the other one, the other picture is how we were just praying. This one, we were praying for that minister who was about to lead the Christian ministry. And then next is a prayer group. Prayer group, what does that mean? The prayer group is the key for revival and for all kind of healing. What they are formed by prayerful believers from different churches that meet together. They have a volunteer leadership and meet together in an available place, any available place, praying for prayer requests, evangelize, and do deliverance. They are part of our ministry because we have a heart to encourage, to support that important ministry, which it seems for some people, it seems to be like forgotten, but they operate behind the scene, and the miracles happens. So we visited a prayer group of Kisozi. It's called the Kisozi. In a Christian home, and the topic was keep the fire on the altar. Around 40 people attended. Not. They need more space. And they were planning to help to rent a bigger hall for prayer and a big prayer space. And then we visited the Kimisangi. David was preaching on the top there. The other one, and then I was on the bottom. I don't know, I have, yes. David is there, up, and then I'm preaching below there. This prayer group is just around where we lived, but around us there were that prayer group in a Christian home. Around the people, 40 people attended, and the topic was waiting on God's promise. They need more space for prayer. Some of them are very poor. They wish a more visit and material support. So we plan to visit again in 2019 and donate according to the resources that will be available. That is a prayer group again at Nyabisindu. This prayer Nyabisindu, it is in a prayer in a Christian home as well. And then what you have done is the topic was the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit was moving. People got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And they are so poor as well. There we donated clothes. We donated the clothes at Nyabisindu. Oh, they are poor, as I said. We gave some clothes, but they need a big space as well because many people want to pray, but they don't have enough praise. Now we come to support the needy families. That's the other main activity we have done. This is an area we wanted to emphasize in our next activity because the need is so big. Poor patients lack food to eat or to drink. They lack some medicines because not all medicines are paid by the community health insurance. Some patients have no health insurance, others are not able to pay or hospital or additional hospital fees. Community health center or insurance doesn't pay 100% of medication. So we wanted to, we need and we pray God that we will be able to do something. That's with Rwanda team. I have gone with Canadian t-shirts so that they look good in hospital Rwanda. So then with the Rwanda team, we visited the Kibagabaga Hospital. We gave milk, fruits, soap, and two poor patients. So this is a picture we are distributing what we had just to help them because they are so, so hungry. So the one picture, the first one we are distributing, this one, and then the second one we were sharing the gospel, the words of hope, and the words of encouragement. And guess what? Some of them gave their hearts to Christ. We praise God for that. Praise be to Jesus. And then you see another picture. This one, we are praying for the sick, laying on hands, because they requested that. We laid the hands of them. The first one, this, oh no. Yes, this one. And then the other one, No. Yes. Yes. We lay the hands, and then you see outside the tents, because the patients have no bed in rooms. Some of them have no beds in rooms. So now they sleep outside in the tents. That's the picture. And then there is another activity we did within the hospital. The woman with a dead baby. This woman failed to pay hospital fees for her baby who died after 35 days of hospitalization. And then she was being retained 7 days. She was just waiting someone who can come and help so that she may bury her baby who died. In fact, the bill was around $250. We paid for her bill. We paid for the transportation on a motorcycle and one person to accompany her to go home. You see the picture, the woman is there. She's just covering and wrapping her baby and the motor and the people accompanying because it was like a miracle. 7 days with the dead baby in the hospital. So people were wondering who can rescue this woman. And then right away we came. Praise God. We come here, we see a baby in incubator. That baby was abandoned by her mother. And then we intervened, we paid his medicine, medication that was not covered by the health insurance. And then supported the needy with the sick people. We have here a woman. This woman delivered twins. He had no money to pay hospital. She lived in a house of one room, which was about to fall on her because it was raining. She had one mattress for all kids and for herself. Then we paid for the hospital fees. We rent for 2 months in a safe room. We donated another mattress and food and clothes. With 9 kids. So this is a visit of a Christian family. The husband was suffering from colon cancer. He was discharged from the hospital after 6 months of hospitalization. He's currently poor, very hungry. He lives in a house with the roof about to fall on him. As you can see on the bottom, on high there, see the roof is just any time fall on them. We prayed for him, gave some food, cooking oil, and milk. But if I go back a bit, this woman, we wish to support her to get a bigger capital because she does a small business. She tries, she's able to work. So that she wants to do something, but her small business, as we investigated, is just less than $60. We can't do much with that. So, and then another activity, additional activity we have done is pay the school fees for nine kids from poor families. We supported them with a bag for school, and then we gave notebooks and pens. All observations, it's just overwhelming need. Many patients need hope. A lot of hungry people around. Many people need to know Jesus Christ. Many people need God in prayers everywhere. Many people are committed to serve God as they can, but they need spiritual training. So I come to the conclusion. We would like to concentrate our effort on evangelization and supporting patients and follow up as we can. This is how you can help. You can support us financially. You can support us by praying, by encouraging us. You can come with us to reach Rwanda and be part of our ministry. Jesus said, as you go, preach this message. Let's put it in other words. As you go to the neighborhood, as you go to the friends, as you go to work, as you go wherever you go, preach the gospel, preach about Jesus. He's about to come back. I would like to read again one scripture in Matthew 9, verse 37 to 38. Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers in his harvest field." I know there might be a lot of questions, but we are in the service. I only want to ask Pastor Matthew to read one last scripture, which is in Matthew 25, 34 to 40. Any questions you have asked me later? Matthew 25, 34 to 40.
Perfect.
Thank you.
"Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' And the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me.'"
Thank you so much for listening today. We pray that you were challenged and encouraged from our message today. If you would like to speak to a member of our pastoral team at Cornerstone Airdrie, you can go to our website, cornerstonefoursquarechurch.com, click on the Airdrie tab, and then on the About section, click on Our Staff, and we'd love to hear from you. Make sure to connect with us on social media, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/cornerstoneairdrie, and give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram, at CS Airdrie on Twitter and at Cornerstone Airdrie on Instagram. If you enjoyed the podcast today, be sure to subscribe and get new content delivered right to your device through iTunes. And if you're able to, we would really appreciate it if you could rate and review us on iTunes. I know that sounds like an odd request, but the more that people do that, the easier iTunes makes it for others to find us. At Cornerstone Airdrie, we are a family not by blood, but a family that's been bought by blood. As family, we can...
to Jesus.